This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focus reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
The detective dilemma: why South Africa's investigators are walking away. Well, detectives are often described as the backbone of any criminal justice system. They're the people responsible for solving murders, tracking down suspects, building court-ready cases, and ultimately helping victims find justice. But according to recent reports, fewer police officers are willing to take up detective roles, with many citing overwhelming caseloads, administrative burdens, also long hours, and inadequate compensation. Now, at a time when South Africa continues to battle high levels of violent crime, this raises serious questions about the future effectiveness of policing and public safety. Well, to help us look a bit further into this issue and what's driving this trend and what it means for governance, also accountability and crime fighting in South Africa, we're joined once again by Anlu Keeve. Anlu is an economic policy analyst and research coordinator at the Institute of Race Relations. Anlu, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Michael. It's lovely to be back. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, great to have you on board. When people hear that police officers are actively avoiding detective positions, many are surprised. Now, let's look at the bigger picture. How serious is this problem? Why should we be paying attention to this right now?
Yeah, well, it's got quite hard to go from Bruno Mars to such an important topic.
I concur. I identify it. But yes, okay.
But it's an issue that has been building for many years. And one of the most recent story that was in the article this morning that you also referred to, we saw the issue in Durban and Pietermaritzburg, but it genuinely is a reflection of a much broader national crisis. We know that since 2016, the number of trained detectives have almost halved. And I think the important question when we consider the bigger picture is why South Africans should care. And the reason they should care is actually really simple. Detectives, as you mentioned, are those people who have to investigate the robbery at your neighbor's house, let's say. Or the car that got broken into your local shop at your local shopping center. I mean, if you think of the crime that happened in your community, those are the detective is responsible to solve those crimes. And if we have important roles like these understaffed, then we have crimes that go unsolved and we have perpetrators that stay on the streets. And that directly affects public security and safety. And it affects the directly, firstly, obviously, through the crime going unsolved. But the more invisible side of this, perhaps, is that the criminals now know that there's an opportunity for them to take advantage of. And since the chances of them being convicted and held accountable are so low, they take this opportunity. So in that sense, this halving in the number of trained detectives is genuinely a very serious national crisis.
Anlu, What main factors are driving police officers away from detective work? If we can just look at that a bit closer.
Yes, of course. I think that's such an important question because it helps us to understand why this is an issue. And one of the things that came to the fore is, of course, this problem of the caseload. We know that we have, in these examples, we have officers in Chatsworth who often deal with 300 or 400 dockets per detective, where the international best practice actually puts a manageable caseload at between 20 and 30 cases. That's almost 10 times what's considered acceptable and manageable. And then on top of this, we know that we have this incredibly high murder rate in South Africa, where almost 9 in every 10 murders go unsolved. And this is because we have such a low ability in SAPS to actually detect murders. The ability of SAPS and the officers who work for in the police service to actually make a meaningful progress towards putting an identity on a subject was at around 11% in 2024. Now, we have this high number of murders that go unsolved in South Africa, But on the other hand, we have this incredibly high amount of vacancies in the detective service. We know that there's around, according to the budgets, for what is budgeted and what is actually filled in terms of posts, we have a shortfall of almost 6,000 posts in the detective service. So if we have high murder rates and low and high vacancies, we have this issue where detectives know there is such a big responsibility, both professional and emotional, on them, that they genuinely are not willing to take on that weight and that pressure. And it's understandable. I think if you for one moment, well, we often tend to think of detectives or broader police service as people who have an ultimate dedication to their work. And it's true in many cases. But add to this that they are only people. They have responsibility. They have a life outside of their work. And in that sense, for a detective to take on this new responsibility, they have to weigh the costs and the benefits. And in many of these instances, because of the high vacancies and because of the large number of caseload dockets that end up on their desks, the costs definitely outweigh the benefits.
You know, I'm curious, Anlu, this, as you mentioned, the amount of posts that are available, to your knowledge, or what is being done about that to fill these positions? And for that matter, are they providing any attraction to those? We talk about unemployment in the country. So I'm trying to put two and two together here. Why aren't we seeing any, you know, like enticement in that regard?
Yeah, well, I think one of the ultimate question you're getting to is one about whether it's recruitment or retention,
right?
Whether that is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a little bit of both, and they feed into each other. You can't recruit people into a unit that has a reputation for burning their people out. And you also can't retain experienced detectives if the conditions under which they work don't improve. So in that sense, even though government perhaps wants to make it more attractable to take on these positions, we've seen in this article that you referred to in the beginning, they've added R1,000 to the salaries of these detectives if they take on these posts. But that does not quite solve the problem. It does not solve the vacancy problem. So
sure.
They are trying to solve an issue of making it more attractive without solving the underlying management problem, which has a much more structural effect to it, where it is not worth it for these detectives to take on these additional professional pressures. So it does not necessarily matter whether the government is trying to make that small incremental increase in their salaries if they do not necessarily solve the underlying problems. And I think one additional factor that kind of attributes to this and that is worth raising, it is one of cadre deployment and the race-based hiring rules that we've seen. I know that some of the research that the Institute have done has pointed out that there's roughly 63,000 South African Police Service employees who have been estimated to be in circumstances where they are, well, could legally be denied promotion because of their race gender classification under the BEE representativity rules. So in that sense, the detective crisis is also a crisis because of the promotion blockages and the demoralization that happens to these detectives through that avenue. I think if the path you are looking forward in your career is blocked by things like demographic quotas, then rather than by your merit and your performance, the rational response is to leave and not take on that additional responsibility. And in that, for that reason, we have experienced detectives that are leaving and that are unwilling to take on that additional pressure.
And if I can add to that, we see our news platforms inundated daily with corruption and crime stories and, shall we say, mafia organizations and organized crime, etc., etc. Are these factors also impacting and influencing detectives' decisions not to take on detective work on that basis because of what they could encounter?
Yeah, I think that is a certainly a determining factor. At the end of the day, when your life is at stake, and even if there is a risk of your life being at stake, the cost immediately outweighs the benefit. So the more we see witnesses in high level court cases being killed, the higher the chances of you being the detective on the case is getting involved in these life-threatening situations and circumstances. And at the same time, if these officers aren't fully equipped, if they don't have the correct protective gear, if they don't have the correct equipment to actually and technology to protect themselves, if there is no culture of protecting the people we work with within the SAPS, there's certainly a risk of these detectives feeling that they are standing alone against an army that is much.
Hi, Anu. Anu, are you there?
Of these officers not to take on that detective role.
Anu, as we conclude, if this trend continues, what could the long-term consequences be for crime fighting in the country?
Yeah, that is a very hard forecast to make. But
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
No, please. It's necessary because the consequences are devastating. Mm. I think if we just take for a brief moment, we imagine the cost this has on communities. We have a disproportionate effect playing out on our poor communities. We have where in places like Inanda, where there's around almost 1,300 murder cases that are currently under investigation.
Wow.
These are the communities that already face the highest level of violent crime and have the least access to private security and legal resources. So they are the most dependent on our detective service being functional and being of high quality. One of the consequences that we've already seen happening from our detective service not being to the standard that we require it to be is the fact that our private security industry has seen a more than 400% increase since the 1990s. Hmm. I think if you just quickly consider that the amount of registered firms as security in the security private industry almost saw a 90% increase. So we now have a situation where it's almost common practice for South Africans who can afford it to get private security and private investigators to help solve the crimes that they have been involved in. So again, we see this influence where private communities like Inanda, like Khayelitsha here in Cape Town, like Soweto and Gauteng, they can't afford it.
Sure.
And the detective crisis in that way is really also a broader equality crisis, where the justice system is failing those people who need it the most and who can least afford alternatives. So if we do not solve this detective issue, we are continuing to disproportionately affect these poor communities. And for exactly that reason, it is so incredibly important that we start by actually resolving the issues, by reducing the caseloads, by solving the management accountability issue, because we can't expect the tail end of our fish to not be rotten if the head of our fish is rotten.
Indeed.
And we have obviously the Matlango Commission now to deal with that and to kind of put light on any of this.
Let's see if we can expand on that conversation another time, Anlu, but it's been great having you once again on board, and thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Brief. Anlu Keeve, Economic Policy Analyst and Research Coordinator at the Institute of Race Relations, helping us analyze, determine why fewer police officers are choosing detective work and what that means for crime fighting, justice, and public confidence in law enforcement. And if we want higher conviction rates and safer communities, the detective crisis may be one of the most urgent challenges policymakers need to address.